So welcome to our very first podcast of High School 912. We want to thank all of our sponsors for making this possible and also making all of High School 912 possible. The mission of High School 912 here in Jacksonville is really academics, sports, and life skills. And we thought we'd kick this one off today. Joel Lamp, who has been a friend and business partner and comrade and whatever other names you throw in there, right?
Let's be careful.
We thought we would just kick this podcast series off and just talk a little bit about why we started High School 912, but maybe some of our own high school stories that would bring back some memories for everyone and those people in our life that, you know, kind of helped us in high school and got us where we are today. You got any story off the bat of that you could tell on a podcast in high school that that the listeners would appreciate?
We got to keep it clean, right? No.
Exactly.
You think back about, and you and I both talk a lot about this, about the people who have influenced us in life. And, you know, I've been fortunate to be around a lot of coaches who've been a major influence. You know, I think back to Coach Rivers, Steve Rivers, and everybody's like Rivers. Philip Rivers' dad. So I've known.
And he's a pretty good quarterback, right?
Yeah. You might have heard of him. So I knew him back when he was our ball boy and our water boy growing up. And so here's this kid coming off the sideline to change the ball with the referee, yelling what play we should run to his dad. And we're all like, God, this guy's going to be freaking amazing. Why can't we get a little bit younger and go stick around because we want to play with this guy? But being around a guy like Coach Rivers who held everybody to a standard in Decatur, Alabama, where I grew up. We were a small school in the largest classification. We were always one of the five smallest schools. So we're always playing way outside our weight class. And so here you go. You've got this small group. You know, we might have 60 guys on a football team. We're playing teams that got 100, 120 guys on their team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we might have 200 guys in the school total against this behemoth of a team over from Birmingham or Florence or one of these other, quote, major cities in Alabama. There's a little bit of a difference between Alabama.
We both have lived in Alabama, so we have some inside information.
Yeah, take away a zero, and I think, you know, it makes it a minor city in Florida. But how he always held everybody to a standard of excellence that made everybody strive to get better and uphold that tradition. And I know our senior class was, you had to win, I believe it was 7 games in your season to get your senior class picture on the wall.
Was that 7 like out of 86 games?
No.
You had to win football.
It was football. It was football. Okay. So you had to win 7.
Okay.
You had to win 7 and you got your senior class picture on the wall entering the locker room. And so now.
So what if you were like 6-3-1?
But there's no ties. No, there were no ties.
Not in high school?
No. We always had the tiebreaker.
Only in the NFL.
Only in the NFL now. So, you know, you go 6-4. Well, you better win that first round playoff game or else you're not getting your team picture on the wall. But then when we went to basketball, everybody's picture got on the wall.
Right.
It was like, hey, you final four? Great. Go 2-20? Great. You're getting your picture on the wall. And we're like, boy, there's such a difference. It's that standard of excellence. And, you know, we've seen it with the coaches that we work with, whether it was in the collegiate ranks, people we've worked with professionally, when we were with the city, or it's those people that hold people to a higher standard and can help them get better. You know, those are the guys that you always root for and have had the most influence on me thus far.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you look back on people that challenge you, but in a loving way. I mean, you know, kids know if that person's challenging them for their own benefit as a coach or the benefit of really wanting to help that child. And so, you know, there's been coaches all of my life that have done that, but also non-coaches too, teachers and things like that, that I probably wasn't the best student. I did get 3 degrees, a high school degree, and two college degrees, but, you know, people had to push me through that, whether it was in high school and college. And I think that's why we started High School 912 is, you know, Duval County Public Schools, and there are so many great people that work to help these kids. But there may be some organizations that do just one little piece of it, where when we developed High School 912, we wanted to come with a holistic and very transformational approach to say, all right, academics, there's some areas that we can really address and really help kids get to that collegiate level or the vocational area that allows them to be very successful in this community instead of ending up on the streets or doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing with their life. And then the sports end of it, we both love sports, and we've got a lot of great memories there, but sports teaches so much about life and life skills. And then on the life skills portion, you know, we'll have plenty of people on this podcast that are doing great things in this community that need to get their mouthpiece out there and need to kind of let people know what's going on. So that's really the purpose of High School 912 is to come with it from that three-angle triangle approach to say, you know, we care about these kids and we don't want any kid to drop through the cracks. We want to try to help everybody.
I think that's the big thing. I mean, you and I have talked about this a lot as we were starting this up. It was, how do we make an impact in the community and make it in such a way that there is a transformational opportunity here? And I think we all have an opportunity every day to transform somebody's life just from our interaction. But then when you've got an opportunity to go in and help these kids and accomplish great things and reach for a higher standard, reach for a greater goal that they don't know exist even sometimes, that or they don't know the way to get to the resources that they need, or that people are out there that are wanting to help them at all, for us to be able to create this program and give back in a way to help these kids become the best that they can, that's the thing that as we continue to develop it and kids are going through it, we're going to see some really transformational things happen.
Yeah, we are. And you know, it couldn't be Jacksonville High School 912 wouldn't be possible without corporate partners and people stepping up and say, you know, we believe in the mission of High School 912 and we want to support you. And, you know, we're very thankful for all of our partners that have said we want to be a part of this. And it will continue to be a lot of fun. We're coming off a phenomenal high school basketball tournament, thanks to Fortegra and CSI Companies. That was the first of hopefully many of years to come. And we'll have a baseball tournament and continue to do all kinds of things. And, you know, it's just, you think back to your high school days of some of the best days of our life. I know playing high school sports, in my mind, was a lot more fun than college. College was a lot more of a job.
Well, let me pause you for a second.
I know where you're going.
Some of us got to play, and some of us got to ride the pine. Some of us got bench disease. If you don't know what bench disease is, it's where you get red spots on your legs from where the elbows were leaning on them. So you always learn to cover your legs with the towel so you didn't get bench disease.
Yeah, I got that. I got that disease too, but it was because always my senior year in high school, I got two quick fouls. And so I was on the bench the rest of the half and until the second half. So I would sit there with my elbows on my knees as well.
Okay, so here's the funny story. I got in the first half of one basketball game in my life.
Are we talking high school?
High school.
Okay.
And actually, it was the B team because I was so bad. And I say this, we talk about coaches challenging you. The problem is when you have no talent.
They can only challenge you.
They can only
so
challenge
far.
You so far. You know, when the coach tells you go line up and shoot 10 free throws and you got to run a suicide for everyone you miss, brother, I was doing a lot of suicides. I was having to get help to get to the locker room to go ice down. I'll never forget the time we got in the game, first half. We're down like 40-10. There's like 4 minutes to go in the first half. Usually I don't make my appearance till like midway through the third quarter. Game's already out of hand. And whoever brings the ball up the floor is the point guard for that play, and their job is to jack it up, get as good a shot as you can, just start jacking it. So that way the other four guys can go try to rebound and score because nobody's going to make a shot. I mean, there's a reason why we're on the end of the bench. So so we're down 40-10. Coach goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Points at us, calls us out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I look and I start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get to me, I'm pointing myself 5. Wait a minute. Hold on. That can't be right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, crap. I'm getting in the game. So now I got to get my mind right. Hey, I still think I got another 10, 15 minutes before I got to play. I go check in. I am now the 5 guy. I am the tallest dude on our team on the floor. I have not grown an inch since this time frame. So I'm 6 foot tall. I check in. They're like, Joel, you got this guy. I look up, and this dude is 6'8", built like an Adonis, and he is just licking his chops. I look at him, and now I'm in complete defense mode. I'm like, how the heck am I going to guard this guy? And how many dunks is he going to have on me? I check in. I go up to him, and they're like, okay, this is – I look up at him. I'm like, hey, you see that lady 3 rows up? He just starts nodding his head. It's like, yeah, that's my mom. Just do me a favor. Just don't dunk on me. That's all I ask. Okay, you can lay up. I mean, you're going to score. I mean, there's a reason why I'm in the game. Just don't dunk on me. No lie. 2 passes later, he's about to drop step and just dunk all over me. I like tackle him, wrap him up, get the foul. He takes his 2 shots. First offensive possession. Because we're now in the first half of the game, we're actually still trying to run our offense.
Right. You're still running plays.
So we're running. We're actually, yeah, we're running plays. We never do this. I get somehow or another, we've executed to a point where I am open at the free throw line. I catch it, fundamental, pump fake, got him in the air, took a dribble, only shot I made all year. I was
2 points, you're in the scorebook.
I'm in the book. He's coming back down the floor just yelling at me. You do that crap again, I'm going to dunk on you and your mom and your dad and everybody else in the building. I'm like, oh, dude, no. That's the first shot. I get it. But you got to understand, that's the first shot I've made all season. And now he can't play. I had him laughing for the whole rest of the game. Well, the rest of his game. He went out at halftime.
So what you're saying is you have everybody laughing. So it's carried on through absolutely. Like office work.
Correct. All that.
So we got a couple of minutes here left. I'll tell you probably one of my most memorable stories that I think is probably pretty funny, but it also relates to this. So we were playing the state championship game. We had a guy on our baseball team my senior year named Chipper Jones, who probably a few people have heard of. And we're going against this pitcher, this guy named Ron Caridad, who threw about 98 and just threw gas. And it's in the old Boardwalk in Baseball, which I don't think even exists anymore. Anyway, so pregame, we're taking BP, and our head coach is throwing from about 4 feet. And he's throwing over the L screen. And he's like, this is what it's going to look like, boys. This is what it's going to look like. You better do it. You better hit. And so I get up there, and I can't hit a lick because I can't see it coming in from 4 feet as hard as he can throw it. And so I think I fouled a couple off or whatever. So we're there, and he puts his arm around me, and he says, as we're kind of walking into the stadium, getting ready for the game, he says, Verlander, you can't see it, can you? I said, no, coach, I can't see it. He goes, I knew it, but I just got a feeling you're going to do something special in this game. So make a great catch, please. And so I was like, okay. So we get in the game, and lo and behold, golly, guy's just throwing cheese, BBs. And so I'm hitting 6 in our lineup. And so Chipper hits a ball. I think he hit 3rd in our lineup, and he crushes a ball, but they catch it. And so he's coming and dug out, and I knew I was up bat the next inning, and I said, hey, CJ, I was like, what do you see on him? Where's the indicator? What? He's like, just pick up seams. It's easy to pick up seams. And I'm thinking, okay, it'll be easy to pick up seams. So I'm up. I'm 2nd out. Our first 2 struck out. Strike 1, I never saw it. Strike 2, I never saw it, much less seams. I just can't even see the white in the ball, and there's a little bit of white on a baseball. And so strike 3, I see it coming out of his hand, so I decide, all right, I'm going to swing and hope to God I just hit something. And this game is televised on the old sports channel, and a guy by the name of Dick Stratton was doing the game, and Sam Kavaris. And so all of a sudden, it's live, and I strike out. And they go to break, and they show the replay from the center field camera. And they're like, well, Verlander strikes out to end the inning, and they're showing the replay in the background. And it looks like I just missed it. And we're going to go to break. And the director must have flipped it to the B channel switcher because they show it from the dugout view. And it's literally a boom, catcher catches it. I swing. I wasn't even close to the ball. And that'll be the end of the inning. We'll go to the next one. Well, lo and behold, our coach was right. I did make a great catch in the bottom of the ninth. And then we did a suicide squeeze bunt in the top of the ninth because nobody could hit the guy. And I suicide squeezed and scored in a run. They had an error. We scored in another run. But then we had an error in the bottom of the seventh and lost the game. 2-1 or 3-2 maybe, but you know, that was a funny story of realizing I got no chance to hit this guy. But I did believe that one thing that my coach told me walking in, that you're going to do something special. I knew I would do something special because he always called it out. I never saw the ball. And so anyway, that was my funny story for all of those that care. But we're going to be excited about doing this High School 912 podcast. We're going to be interviewing a lot of guests from all around the community, from our new superintendent, Dr. Green, to a lot of teachers, to a lot of coaches, athletic directors, even get some students on talking about what high school life means to them, what High School 912 is doing in their life, and look for it on our social feeds and all of our stuff.
And some other guests that we'll have too, or some people who are support roles, our friends in the athletic training world, also some of the nonprofits that are making an impact in the community, in the schools, and how they can be involved more in, and how you might be able to get involved with what they're doing and the good work that's happening in the Jacksonville area.
Yeah. So check out, we're on the web at jackshighschool912.com. That's jackshighschool912.com. Check it out, get involved. And we, hope you follow all of our social sites. Airstream Ventures, our company, is running this program, and we look forward to having you join us and listen to our podcast as we roll them out every other week. For our first one, it was fun.
It wasn't bad.
We'll come back in maybe in a few months and see what transpires from that.
Yeah.
All right, for Joel Lamp, I'm Alan Verlander of Airstream Ventures. We appreciate you listening to this. We do want to give a shout-out to Deshaun Ruffin, who's a local high school product here.
Legend.
Yeah, we'll call him a legend, who is really running our High School 912 program for Airstream Ventures, doing a great job. It's fun to watch local kids be very successful, and he is doing that. So
Hey, we gotta thank the guys at 1010 for letting us use the studio and record this, because if not, it'd be you and me on a iPhone or iPod or something in the office, sitting there with all sorts of racket going on.
That is true.
In
we were looking at equipment. So thanks to everyone that does help us at 1010XL. We've got a great partnership there, and more importantly, a friendship. So anyway, good call out. So for Joel Lamp again, Alan Verlander, and Deshaun Ruffin, who runs our program, we want to thank you for listening to the Jacks High School 912, and want to thank all of our partners for supporting the program.